Welcome back, listeners. This is True Story, powered by the Institute of Documentary Film in Prague. And I am Nicole, one of your enthusiastic co-hosts. And today I am excited to introduce Esther Hoidu, and we will be talking about her very important film, Judgment in Hungary. Thanks for listening, Esther. Thanks for being here today. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so let's jump into it. My first question is, what is the current situation in Hungary? You do a lot of work about the rampant nationalism in Hungary and the complicated sociological situations that are going on there. What is the current situation, especially for filmmakers?
The current situation is quite worrisome because, as you may know, we have an extreme right-wing government who has total control on all the cultural activities going on in Hungary. So as an independent filmmaker, actually you can't do anything in Hungary on Hungarian money. So there is no choice to work independently if you have Hungarian partners. The only solution is to leave the country and to find partners from abroad, obviously mainly Western European partners, who can help you out with funding and professional advices and mental advices. And that's the only way you can do some realistic documentary about real problems, what we have.
You've been working with the Institute of Documentary Film for a while now. You released your first documentary in 2006. Is that correct? My Own Private Tarnabod?
Yeah, but that time was still quite easy time in Hungary. I mean, it was possible to make films with independent on an independent way. There was no any total state control. It was not like that. Since we have the Fidesz government, extreme right-wing government, that possibility doesn't exist anymore. So my last few films, which were connected to political issues, they were made without any Hungarian funding.
Esther Hoidu completed her studies in electronic media and in sociology, and has also completed a course of study in nationalism at the Central European University in Budapest. She studied in Stockholm and also received training in filmmaking in Italy and Romania. She took part in the IDFA festival courses in Amsterdam and also graduated from the University of Theater and Film Arts in Budapest. Currently, she is doing her PhD as a film director in Portugal. Esther Hoidu makes films about persons and communities worth exploring because their stories are a memorable experience and inspiration to others. She believes that coming to know and accept others is the key to finding harmony within ourselves and with our world. She regularly focuses on people and groups who are excluded by their societies. By introducing us to individual lives and their dramas, her films, in fact, depict larger social issues. In addition, Esther conducts sociological research and has, for example, written about Nobel Prize winner Imre Kertész's reputation in Hungary and about politically conservative Jews, who in Hungary are considered a curiosity. Let's specifically talk about Judgment in Hungary. Very powerful film about an important trial, and I'll have you describe it for our listeners. And my question for you when you describe the film is, what was the feeling in the courtroom most of the days of the trial?
First of all, it was a 3 years long trial, 160-170 days of hearings, 8-10 hours a day. So it was an extremely long trial. We ended up with more than 3,000 hours of footages. And of course, there were several days of hearings, which was not very interesting because they were about data and issues, not so emotionally interesting. But there were several days which were really heartbreaking when we met the relatives of the victims, those mothers, fathers, wives, husbands, whose family members were killed brutally. And we saw them facing the supposed perpetrators. And it was really dramatic to face the dynamic in that courtroom. when you have extreme right-wing defendants and you have the Roma victims, and still in the courtroom you feel that the members of the court, the audience, they are not on the side of the victims. They were still emotionally on the side of the perpetrators. It was a really heartbreaking experience.
Yes, I can see it and feel it from you. I'm surprised, and partly is obviously I have my own biases in frame. It's so clearly not okay. It was a very emotional film for me to watch. And that's just surprising to hear that. You know, please describe more about your experience being a Hungarian woman, a Hungarian. And obviously, you know, our listeners will get more of your bio in the recording. But what brought you to needing to tell these stories, driving you, the agency and the impetus?
Just one remark for my previous sentences.
Yes.
Because in Hungary and I suppose in other parts of Eastern Europe also, when Roma people are the victims of violence, they are still seen as not real victims. People are saying, okay, yes, maybe they were attacked or something, but they must have done something. They must provoke that, which is obviously a big lie.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's just a big excuse for being racist.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened with this case. And what was your question? Sorry.
Oh, no. Just to respond to that, if I may, it is appalling. And it's one of those issues. It's like just living your life while being Roma. And in the film, you know, it's this huge trial against all of this crime that happened to the Roma community. And even the language in the courtroom was really, you know, on one level you could feel the judge attempting to be fair, but some of the language was so dismissive and disrespectful.
Absolutely. And you know, if you are a Roma and if you go to a courtroom in Hungary, doesn't matter if you are the victim, you still not really have chance to have any empathy. That's the case. I really believe that it's not a special situation. Unfortunately, in Hungary, it's not the specialty of the Hungarian justice system. I think our region is suffering because of this symptom.
Your films are part of the solution, and then are there organizations that you're working with to help support the Roma communities in Hungary? Can you speak to that?
Actually, I'm a filmmaker, but I worked really hard on the outreach of this film. We worked with several NGOs and with Roma organizations, and I worked closely with Roma activists and Roma human rights activists, and also with the Roma lawyer of the families of the victims.
Mm.
And we went to show the films in several institutions, schools, for lawyer association, for judges. We showed it in several times in the European Parliament. And sometimes I really felt that it really helped and it could make some change when some extreme right youth saw it. They had really revealing reactions. They started to be self-critical, but of course, on long term, we need political support and political will to stop these racist sentiments and racist activism. We need politicians, we need the prime minister, we need leaders of the country who speak out against racism. And at the moment, we have the opposite situation. We have political leaders who are supporting with these racist sentiments. And of course, in the last years, it was mainly against migrants. They were in the focus of racism. generated racism of the government, of the Hungarian government. But when they created hate and fear against the migrant community who have darker skin,
yes,
as the majority Hungarian society, of course, it had a very negative effect on the Hungarian Roma community as well, because they are a minority and they have darker skin, and it's in same kind of racist attitudes had very negative effect on the Hungarian Roma minority as well.
To be personal for a moment, these are issues that I think a lot about as well and struggle with, being an American, being Jewish. Recently, the films in season 4 have all, many of them are about nationalism. You were not raised this way. How do we adjust it or make, I understand politically that, but when I'm looking at these men that are in the courtroom that very potentially committed these crimes with terrible tattoos and who, you know, there's this still feeling like there's somehow there's nothing wrong with it. And I felt it also from the judge. I mean, he definitely made it, I got the sense that he was attempting to be fair, but it's still not, this is not okay. You know, where do people get their 100% fascist t-shirts? Who's making these things, you know?
I think in Hungary, there are a lot of people wearing and buying these t-shirts. And I don't know if they are importing it from Italy or from Germany or it's made in Hungary. I have no idea. But the problem that there is a huge aim for these t-shirts and for these ideas.
I really don't understand that. I have to be honest with you. Really, you know, there was an insurrection at the Capitol in January of earlier this year, and there were some gentlemen wearing, where do you get this? Where do you think it's fun or okay to have a picture of Adolf Hitler in your home, you know?
It's just available and it's on sale. Unfortunately, in Eastern Europe and in Hungary, we got used to these things.
Is that it? People have gotten used to it? They think it's really normal and okay?
Absolutely. And even in the courtroom, to be racist with a Roma person, it seems normal. It's the standard.
There's no cognizance that this is a human being who deserves respect like anyone else.
You know, to be a Roma in a courtroom, it's normalized to have a not polite attitude. It's really, that's the standard. So I think the judge even had to balance, because if he would show too much empathy, they would say that he is pro-Roma, which would be really ridiculous, because I think a judge can be pro-victim. That wouldn't be a problem.
No, I know.
But it was not about a case contra the defendants and the victims. It was like defendants contra Roma. It was not about their victimhood. It was about being Roma.
Yes. Looking at the time, I want to know, if I may, a little bit about you personally. How were you raised? Were your parents more, you know, we'll use the word liberal and just open-minded or progressive and humanitarian?
My family was kind of non-political. And I come from a Jewish family, Holocaust survivor family. And despite the fact that the majority of my family was killed in the Holocaust, my grandmother came back to Budapest at the age of, I think, around 20. He lost her brother and a lot of other family members, also her first husband. But then we had this communist system for several decades, and somehow she was okay with that system, and she believed that this communist system would defend her children and grandchildren from these kind of terrible events like the Holocaust. So they didn't bother so much with the authoritarianism of the communist system. They didn't feel it, the injustice of that system, so much, because they had such unbelievable, harsh, and terrible years before that.
I think many people experience that similarly here in the Czech Republic.
I think it's it's a very regular situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And of course, my generation, who had its teenager years at the time of the change of regime, we had a very different attitude towards the communist regime, towards the Holocaust. It's very different now.
What would you say those attitudes are? Can you describe them for our listeners?
Okay, I don't want to speak about all my generation because I don't have the knowledge, but I can speak about myself.
Yes.
I feel that it's much more dangerous to hide fear, to hide problems, than to speak out.
Hmm.
I have a fear, but my fear generates more open discussion, not the opposite. But I think the source is the same kind of fear that made my parents and grandparents hide their problems.
Yes.
It makes me speak out. But the source is the same.
I respect that tremendously, Esther, from one Jewish woman to another, you know, to not hide who we are and where we come from and our stories. And they're very painful and they need to be told in order for them to be healed. And hopefully to not be repeated. I just struggle because, you know, again, back to your film, there are many people that are, let's say, of our generation that are not feeling that way still, you know, let's say an old way of thinking that doesn't work. So
yeah, absolutely.
I applaud your bravery. Being very, being vulnerable means being brave and getting the stories out there. So my last question for you is, what is it like living and working in Portugal? Do you feel more free?
It is a difficult question because I live in Portugal already for 8 years, but I made film about the political elections in 2018 in Hungary. And then I made quite Hungary 2018 behind the scenes of democracy. And I also made another film in 2020. About Hungarian immigrant from the 70s, a very famous Hungarian rock guitarist who was killed in 82 in Los Angeles. So I'm still really attached of the Hungarian stories. I couldn't get rid of them. Maybe I didn't want. And I'm already working on another Hungarian documentary at the moment. So I think to move a few thousand kilometers away, if you have a very special focus in your mind and in your heart, it doesn't take you away from your goals.
That's very well put, very beautifully said. So let me ask a different question then. Do you feel safer in Lisbon?
I felt also safe on a way in Hungary also. So I didn't have a problem with safety. I was worrying because the safety of my family and my children.
Mm-hmm.
So on a way, I feel safer here because of my family.
And they're with you.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah. Esther, it has been a complete pleasure speaking with you. You're extremely inspirational and I feel your emotion for the work, the importance for your work, your need, your drive for this work through our interview. And it's really, I'm honored to know you. So thank you for being with me today. Again, this is Esther Hoydu, and she's a director, scriptwriter, editor, sound editor, and producer, and she's been working with the Institute of Documentary Film since 2014 with the EastDoc platform, right?
Yes.
The bottom line is, this is our 20th anniversary, and we are honored to have you as one of our filmmakers and to support you in any way we can.
A big congratulations for the organization.
Yeah, thank you so much. Congratulations to you, too. Please, for summing up, how can people see your work? What would you like to share with us about any next projects?
My films are present on Vimeo. So if you type my name on it, or you type Hungary 2018, or Judgment in Hungary, or
you will find it. Hungary,
yeah, yeah.
Esther Hoydu.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah, maybe
forever.
That's the easiest. Yeah.
Esther.
Well, I had a film titled Fidesz,
yes,
the name of the Hungarian government, Fidesz Jew. It was also, people can search for it because I think it's quite interesting.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So this is True Story, powered by the Institute of Documentary Film. I am Nicole. This was Esther Hoidu. We spoke about judgment in Hungary and many other important topics. Thank you so much for your time, Esther. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.